Okay, we're now going to learn Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid and Hey of Maseches Brachos. So Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid tells us, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ha'osa Tfilaso Keva. If a person makes his tefillah a keva, what does that mean? So the Bar Tanur explains, it means that he treats his tefillah like a burden. Lashon Keva, Chok Kavua Alai, that it's something that's this burdensome thing on me that I have to daven, and therefore I just have to, you know, be Yotze Zayin in the tefillah. I just have to get it done already. So if a person has such an attitude toward his tefillah, ein tefillah so tachnunim, his tefillah is not going to be received properly by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, hamahalich memakom sakana, if a person is going in a dangerous place, mispalil tefillah k'tzara, he should say a short tefillah, meaning tefillah should not be limited to the three times a day that we daven. If a person is in a particular predicament, particularly if it's sakana, he should daven, right? We know the famous machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah daraisa to be but everyone agrees that if it's a shas sakana, then of course there's a shas tzara, neis tzara, then there's definitely a mitzvah daraisa to daven. So b'makom sakana, you daven a tefillah k'tzara. What's the text of that tefillah? Whatever, Omer, you say Hashomei Hashem esamcha v'sheiris Yisrael b'chol parshas yibur yitzorchem lefanecha, that you should Hashem, you should always have the needs of the Jewish people at the forefront of your mind. Baruch atah Hashem shomei tefillah. What's parshas yibur? What does it mean? At every parsha se'ibur? So the Bar Tanur explains, it means that even at a time that they're poresh la'aveira, even when they're doing aveiros, their needs should always be in front of you to have rachmanas on them. And parsha z'lashon prisha, that they're poresh, they separate, and therefore they do an aveira. And when you go through sakana, and you have yishuv hadas, you have to go back and daven a proper tefillah if the zman tefillah is not over. Meaning, since you're in a makom sakana, so you can't daven a normal shmona, right? That's the hemshech of the previous mission. We were talking about abridged versions of Shemoneh Esrei. So over here we're talking about that it's the time for mincha. But you're in a makom sakana, so you're not going to be able to focus on mincha. So at the very least, say an abridged version of tefillah. And then afterwards, the Bar Tanur points out, afterwards, if you're able to focus a little bit better, so then you should say the full Shemoneh Esrei. In the Melecha Shlomo on the bottom of the page, in the classic Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, he explains, Masha Pirushbo Rabbeinu Avadya Zal, aside from what the Bar Tanur explains, Mefarish Od B'Gemara, Shiratz Lomar, Afilu B'Shoa Shatam Mismali Aleim Evra, that B'Shasa Ibor doesn't just mean when we're doing Averos, Ibor doesn't just mean Avera, it means when Hashem has Evra, when Hashem is full of anger at the Jewish people, Kisha Ubra, V'achim Masha B'Chalin Yoni Parsh Zibor Kon Ubra B'Ibura, meaning that we're Porish, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's porish from us in our averos, just like someone, just like an ubar is porish from his mother when he's yotze merechem imo. So it's a lashon of pregnancy, that just like the baby detaches and is removed from the mother, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of separates himself from Klal Yisrael, lo aleinu, that Hashem would separate himself from Klal Yisrael. See, even when Hashem is inclined to separate himself from Klal Yisrael, that he shouldn't do so, and he should still remain connected to us. Mishnah Hei, Hayorochev al Chamor, if a person is riding on a donkey and it comes time for davening, yered, you got to come down from the donkey in order to daven. The Bar Tanur points out we don't paskin like this Stam Mishnah, but the Mishnah is going to tell us v'imenu yachaler yachzer espanav, if you're not able to go down from the donkey, so then at least turn your face toward Yerushalayim. So he says the halach is not like the Stam Mishnah, and it doesn't matter if someone could hold your donkey or not hold your donkey, you stay on the donkey because a person is not going to be able to have focus when he goes down off of the donkey. He's always going to be looking over his shoulder, where did my donkey go? So you always just stay on the donkey because that's where you're going to be able to focus the most. It's like if you're on a plane sometimes. So sometimes you are able to stand up and daven, but you're always looking. Is a flight attendant coming? Is someone trying to get by the aisle? Is this or that? So you're not going to be able to focus anyway, and clearly your best focus is going to be sitting on the donkey. So hayirochiv al chamor, again the Mishnah says, yerit, get off the donkey to daven. Ve'menu yachal erid yachzer espanav. But if you're not able to get off the donkey, turn your face. And if you're not able to face toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then at least you should be mechavinas libo. You should be have in mind mind, be mechavin your heart toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's interesting, in the Tosos Anshei Shem, on the side of the page of the Yachin Boaz Mishnayis, he explains, Mashal Mahadavar Dome. He says, you know what this is like? You know, we face Eretz Yisrael when we daven. We don't face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he says, it's like if a person is taking target practice. So if you're shooting an arrow from very close range, the target is going to be very tiny. But if you shoot from further out, then the target is going to be much larger. And the further you are away, the larger the target is. So if you're in America, you daven toward Eretz Yisrael, basically. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, the target gets much smaller. Then you face toward Yerushalayim. You're in Yerushalayim, target gets much smaller. You face toward the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where the target is depends on how small the target is of where you're facing when you daven, depends on where you happen to be located in the world at that time. So again, just to chazer, we did Mishnayis Dalid and Hey. Mishnah Dalid taught us that a person should not view his tefillah as a burden, and therefore, if it's time for davening, but you're in a makom sakana, just say an abridged version of the tefillah. And Mishnah Hey taught us that if a person is riding on a donkey, so sometimes he should get off the donkey, but otherwise, if he can't, then just either face in the direction of Eretz Yisrael, or if he's not able to face in that direction, at least have kavana toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But as we pointed out, the Bar Tanur says, you always just stay on the donkey because you're not going to be able to focus anyway. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Mishnah Vav.